Daniel J. Garcia of the Arizona Republic writes this one. Citing possible conflict, county transfers Uber fatality inquiry. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office has asked the Yavapai County Attorney's Office to take over a Tempe police investigation into a fatal crash involving an Uber self-driving car, citing a potential conflict of interest, according to two letters sent by the office last week. The letters say a conflict may be a factor because the Maricopa County Attorney's Office previously joined with Uber in a public safety campaign. The decision comes after Tempe police last week said that they had completed their investigation into the fatal crash. On March 18th, 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg was killed as she was walking a bike across Mill Avenue near Curry Road. She was struck by an Uber car that was on an autonomous mode with a driver behind the wheel. Herzberg was not in a crosswalk when Uber's Volvo hit her, police have said. Police from Tempe investigated the case and forwarded it to Maricopa County Attorney's Office last week, saying the office would decide if any charges should be filed against the company or the driver, Rafaela Vasquez. It is believed that the crash is the first in the country in which a self-driving vehicle has killed a pedestrian. Since the crash, Uber shut down its research and tests of self-driving cars in Arizona and laid off about 300 workers. Uber had 94 self-driving vehicles in Arizona, according to state records. The May 25 letters sent to Tempe Police Chief Sylvia Moore and Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk, released Thursday in response to a public records request made by the Arizona Republic, say that in March 2016, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office participated with Uber in a Save Lives, Don't DUI campaign. As part of the campaign, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery, an Uber representative, held press conferences in which they encouraged people to use a discount coupon to use the company's services to help avoid drunken driving, the letters say. Although there is no known connection between MCAO and the Uber self-driving car testing being conducted in the city of Tempe, MCAO's previous relationship with Uber's ride-sharing business model does create a potential appearance of impropriety, which we believe the Arizona Supreme Court ethical rules require this office to seek out another prosecution agency to review this fatal automobile collision for possible criminal charges, the letter says. We believe that this decision is in the best interests of the victim, the defendant, MCAO, and the criminal justice system overall. Tempe police said last week they wouldn't release the police report until the Maricopa County Attorney's Office reviewed and made a decision on the case. The Republic's public records request sought the report from the county attorney as well as Tempe police. Sergeant Ronald Elcock, a Tempe police spokesman, said in an email Thursday, the police department is going to follow the same process. We are planning on waiting until the review was complete from MCAO. Now that the case will be reviewed by Yavapai County, we will wait for them to complete their review prior to any records being released. We plan on working with the Yavapai County exactly as we would have with MCAO. According to preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board, a federal agency that is also investigating the crash, the Uber vehicle detected Herzberg 6 seconds before striking and killing her. Both Uber's emergency braking as well as the factory-installed emergency braking system on the Volvo XC90 were disabled in part to reduce the jerkiness of the ride, the report says. This article, citing possible conflict, county transfers Uber fatality inquiry, was written by Uriel J. Garcia of the Arizona Republic.